This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Talk radio from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health really is your greatest wealth. What are you doing now? What kind of new goals have you set for your health? It's so important, you know, because at the end of the day, our health is the most important thing we have because we need it. We need it to be a good husband, father, and wife, mother, and be able to be active in our roles in society and life. And there's things that happen to us, no doubt about it, and we begin to lose our health in different ways. I mean, the aging process is happening every single day. It's inevitable. It's a fact of life. But what kind of changes or choices are we making every single day to have optimal health, to kind of have the kind of health that we were designed to have? Because although genetics play a role and there's things that happen and there's genetic conditions that happen, there's a lot of lifestyle. Matter of fact, 80% of the health challenges, they say, are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news, because if it was 80% genetic and 80% these are the cards you're dealt, think about that. Think about that. You'd have no control over anything. And the fact that we can radically change our lifestyle choices, which can radically change everything going on within our lives, that is amazing. If you can change the way you eat, exercise, drop your stress levels, and transform your health in many ways, that's empowering. It's so empowering for all of us. And that's what we want to focus here on this show. So if you haven't set any goals for this year, maybe it's just exercising a couple days a week, or maybe you want to lose 10 pounds, or maybe you're going to start eating better, or stop eating fast food, or not smoke anymore. Whatever your goal, we want to empower you. We want to equip you, and we want to educate you to be able to reach those goals, because you can. You can live an extraordinary life. You can live the life that you were designed to have, but you have to be willing to take responsibility for your health and for your life. No one else can do that for you. Only you can take responsibility. 888-283-7272. If you jump into the social media world, if you haven't, you can do that there, Facebook and Twitter, obviously. Jump into that world. We'll keep you updated on everything going on within the show, behind the scenes, and everything around the show. And, of course, it'll empower you. Great information. All kinds of experts will be giving their opinions, and it's just really, really exciting to have that. But now we're going to kick it off with, is it Aiden? Did I say your name right?
Aiden. Yeah, Aiden.com.
Okay, Aiden.
Okay, my quick question is, I'm 40 years old. 5 years ago, I got electrocuted in some high-tension fire line. I was up there for about 10 minutes, then ICU for a week and a half. But,
wow.
So, at least twice a week, what do you call it, I get these severe cramps. Anywhere from, let's say, imagine from my middle of my lower back all the way through my left butt muscle to my leg, and it actually, like, it feels like something's pushing me down where I have to bend over. And with all my might, I have to try to stand up straight, and it just hurts so bad. I can't walk it off. I can't rub the muscle. I drink a lot of water, a lot of Gatorade, and that's for the potassium peel. Everything that's pretty much Gatorade is made out of, soaked myself with, because that's what other doctors have said. And, whatever I do, what do you call it, it just doesn't seem like it's going away. And I've been looking in those big medical books for conditions. I'm hoping it's something simpler than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Are you still there?
It actually is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do I do, my friend?
One thing I would definitely look into is if it's going down, if it's coming out of your kind of your hip in the lower back, and it shoots through your gluteus max, which is your, like you said, your butt muscle, and it goes down the back side of your leg. Does it when you bend over? Does it hurt worse?
No. But it's like the muscle is contracting so hard that it just pulls me down like a really stretched rubber band. You know what I mean?
And
I don't know if that's a good example. But, you know, it's almost like if some guy that's stronger than you is pushing your head down between his legs. That's how it feels on my lower back, my butt, and my leg muscle. And it only happens on that side. It's never happened on my right side. Now, once in a great while, I'll get like a cramp in my hand or something like that. But nothing serious. It's just mainly on my left side. And now I do a lot of stretch. Well, I don't do as much stretching as I should. You know, it's on 40, but so anyways, I'm going to let you talk, sir.
It's okay. No, I think a couple things. First of all, whenever you've got any type of tightening of the muscles, which your piriformis muscle is a little muscle in the back of the hip, and there's a huge nerve. Matter of fact, it's the largest nerve in the body that goes through a little canal. And the piriformis muscle is, if it contracts and it goes into spasm, it can cause a lot of irritation to that nerve. And if that nerve gets irritated, that nerve runs all the way through your butt, or your gluteus maximus and your hip, all the way down through the back of your leg. And it's called sciatic pain, or sciatica, or sciatic neuritis. And the cramping of the muscle and the tightening, that's why there's got to be some differentiation between whether it's a muscle or a nerve. It's probably both. And it typically is in that type of situation. And so really the physician you should be seeing would be a DO, an osteopathic physician, or a chiropractic physician. Either one of those physicians would be great in that structural care of looking at that. I think that would be a smart move. Soaking in the water and all that, I mean, that's a great theory, and it would be good for temporary relief, but it's nothing, I don't think, it's not going to touch it, to be honest with you. It's like putting a hot pack on something. It may cut down some irritation for, you know, discomfort for a little while, but it's not going to fix it. It's not going to correct it. So that's what I would do. Make a consultation with one of those physicians. Let them do some testing on you and double check. So kind of like you were saying, there's got to be something a little bit easier. Well, there's your game plan right there. Cut down on any type of foods that would create inflammation in the body. Again, you've got an inflammatory response. So by eating things every single day that will create an inflammatory response, that's where the challenge is. But magnesium works very well. Vitamin B6. In the version of pyridoxine, there's different kinds. There's the pyridoxal 5-phosphate and pyridoxine. The pyridoxine is going to work the best because we're dealing with more of a neuropathy type pain. And, you know, those two are hand in hand. Magnesium, because we're deficient in magnesium, we are as a society. We don't get it in our foods very much. Our soil is quite depleted of magnesium. So that right there alone can help tremendously when you're dealing with the cramping within the body. And it's good that you've done the whole Gatorade thing because that's full of sugar. And the sugar creates inflammation in the body, not a good thing as well. So lean more toward the minerals, but the magnesium is probably the key player. But I would see one of the docs. I think that's going to be very helpful to you. And look into some of the nutritional options. And I think you'll find the answers that you're looking for. You're not stuck. Just know there are answers. And you will be able to get the help that you need. Thanks so much for the call.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. No, parenting takes a toll on your health, and I know we always kid about that, joke about that, and me being a parent as well. I can tell you that some of the study is got some truth to it, but USA Today reported that as if childbirth and nights spent coddling a crying baby weren't enough, a new study from the University of Minnesota, shows that new moms have worse diets and get less exercise than women without children. Mothers had higher body mass indexes with diets higher in calories, sugary drinks, and saturated fats, according to the survey, which was published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics. The findings came out of a larger ongoing study for which university researchers followed 838 women and 682 men since they were teenagers living around the Twin Cities in the late 1990s. And the differences were not as significant among fathers. The BMI and eating habits of new fathers was the same as those without children. But they did not spend less time working out. The University of Minnesota assistant professor and researcher Jerica Burge, who led the study, said mothers are likely to be affected more negatively because they are more commonly the primary caregiver. Many of the mothers surveyed had children younger than 1 year old. Remaining pregnancy weight could have also played a role. Now, while that may be true and explain some of the BMI differences between moms and non-moms, were the concerns that lie in the dietary patterns that are different than non-mothers. According to the survey, parents are getting an equal share of fruits and vegetables as non-parents, but are also taking additional sugar from drinks that their children sip on and saturated fats like from chicken nuggets. So why would you be feeding your kids chicken nuggets? I mean, really? We still do that? That's crazy. The results may have also negative effect on children, they said, who are known to take cues from their parents, but it's unclear what the extent of that is. Cues from the parents, meaning what kind of examples parents are we setting for our kids. The results may also have a negative effect on children who are known to take cues from their parents, but the reality is, in that one note right there, it's mind-boggling to me. We have to set an example. That's why I'm reiterating that. We have to set an example for our kids, and even though when they're young, obviously really young, they don't really know a lot of what's going on, but still at the same time, as they get a little bit older, and they are aware, start getting into the two-year-old, they're like little sponges, as we always hear. We always hear talking about our kids being little sponges. Well, it's true. And, kids don't do what we say, they do what we do, and especially at that age, whatever we feed them, they're going to eat, but also know they're watching us. Remember, that's the time where literally, they're just soaking everything in. And what are they going to soak in from you? See, that's the question. What kind of life are you living in a leadership role in your home that the kids are going to model? I mean, it's staggering to me. I was with another physician the other day, and just we were working with patients, and it was incredible because this lady had been in a place where, I mean, her child was probably, a beautiful little boy, probably 1.5, no, probably 2. And she was talking about, and he had a birth defect in his heart, VSD, which is basically a little hole in the heart, and it's genetic. And she was talking, she was joking, but she was serious. And we were talking about diet, and she said, my baby, I can tell you that my little boy was much different than my little girl. And I was like, well, how's that? And she said, well, he really loved, and I don't want to say the fast food chain, but he really loved so-and-so fast food. And I couldn't believe it. And I said, so what do you mean he really loved it? Meaning when he was in the womb. She goes, oh, I just know because it just, when I would eat it, I just felt good. So, and she ate this fast food every day during her pregnancy. And I'm looking at her, I mean, I've got all the grace in the world and all the understanding, but that kind of thing just makes me upset because you've got a little child that has a birth defect. And I'm not saying that that's what happened and that's why the birth defect happened. But I will tell you, there's all kinds of trans fats and there's all kinds of chemicals in those foods that we know can damage the body. And people just don't know. She literally didn't know. She just thought that made her, I think it made her happy every day. I don't know if it made the baby happy, but I think it made her happy every day to eat that, and especially the chemicals that go along with it. So it's just amazing. We have to make better choices as adults, and especially when kids are involved, because one of the greatest callings in our life, one of the greatest responsibilities in our life is to raise our kids and to raise them in a good environment, to be leaders for them, to set an example for them. And it's one of those high callings in life. And it's a great responsibility, and there's great rewards with it, but there's a lot of responsibility, and it's a blessing without a shadow of a doubt. So when our eating comes into play and how we live our lives and the kind of example that we're setting for our children, it's critical that we make the right ones. And, you know, in this study, moms, let me say this to you. Because you have a newborn child doesn't mean that you sacrifice you for that child. It's not selfish for you to take time out to make healthy meals for yourself. It's not wrong for you to have someone come with a brand newborn and watch the baby an hour a day, 5 days a week, so you can go exercise. The baby is not going to fall apart. The baby is not going to be, you know, have a detachment syndrome and just completely come unglued. Taking that hour a day for yourself, or hour and a half to go to the gym, or to go walk around the block, do whatever you got to do, is vital. And I want to encourage you to take care of yourself. And dads, encourage the mom to do that. She has to have that time because her instincts won't let her do it. Mom, your instinct will not let you do it. That brand newborn baby, Mama Bear is kicked into high gear. No one can take care of your child better than you can. But if you don't take care of you, then you won't be there and have the health to take care of your child later. So it's not being selfish to go exercise and eat well. It's being selfless. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he talked with the leaders of Finland and Sweden as they may join NATO.
We had a good conversation, and they expressed their interest and desires relating to security. And there will be more to report on that shortly.
He did not elaborate during the chat with reporters at the White House. Finland and Sweden are reportedly angling to join NATO after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin has threatened Finland with unspecified retaliation if it joins NATO. A House panel is investigating the nationwide baby formula shortage. The Oversight Committee is pressing manufacturers on steps they're taking to address the issue. This as Republicans are accusing the Biden administration and Democrats of being late and slow regarding a response to the issue. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, authorities in Huntington Park, California, say they seized over 150,000 counterfeit oxycodone pills, which are believed to contain fentanyl. Police also seized 94 pounds of methamphetamines and 2 kilograms of powdered fentanyl, which authorities estimate totals more than $3 million in street value. Former DEA agent Derek Maltz says until we get the border problem fixed, drugs are going to continue flowing across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mexican cartels are very greedy. They're taking advantage of the weak security at the border. And unfortunately, we have a lot of addicted people in America. We have young kids as young as 13 that are going on social media buying this poisonous fentanyl and dying in their bedrooms.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. And finally, ...165 miles an hour in a 75-mile-per-hour zone. That's what one driver was busted for in Oklahoma. An Oklahoma Highway Patrol trooper pulling over the Dodge Challenger Hellcat recently on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike, calling his actions extremely dangerous. The driver was fined $449. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. If you're not into the social media world, you need to get in there. At the website, you can always check us out. And log in. We can empower your health and empower your life. Our email newsletter is there as well. The health prescription, you can sign up. It's absolutely free, but the information is just awesome. And I'm excited to be sending that out to each and every one of you. New email came in. David from Birmingham. He says, my wife and I go to bed every night around 11. She's never asleep before 12:30 or 1, though. She has a hard time. She's very restless. Is there anything she can do to help her sleep? Well, if she lays down and she just kind of stares at the ceiling and can't, the body won't drift off to sleep. There's a couple of issues that's going on. That could be. There's a couple of could-bes. One is her adrenal glands could be weak in function, and the adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And the issue with that is, normal for the body is that you
go to sleep, whatever time, 10 o'clock, and you don't eat, obviously, for that 8 hours. And it's very hard on the body. A lot of people say it's no big deal, but not eating is stressful because what happens is it'll raise a stress hormone called cortisol. And that's a normal process. We normally have cortisol. Cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's natural to have your eyes snap open at 6 a.m. and to leap out of bed because you're hungry and you've got to go eat something. That's normal. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they wake up to the alarm clock and they're so exhausted and groggy and tired they can hardly get going. Well, that's a sign that you're definitely unhealthy. And that is a sign that the adrenals are not working very well. Because cortisol is what wakes us up in the morning. It's like a natural alarm clock. Now, the way it is, if you looked at a graph, cortisol is at the highest peak in the morning. And then it slowly declines throughout the day to where at about 8 p.m. at night, it's almost non-existent. When cortisol is very low, you should feel pretty tired because a certain amount of cortisol is normal for energy levels to be at a certain place. So when cortisol is very low, you should be pretty tired and pretty much can't keep your eyes open at nighttime. Well, when the adrenal glands get exhausted, it throws the cortisol. It's called our circadian rhythm, first of all, but our cortisol levels get thrown off. And with cortisol, which are produced by the adrenal glands, it's a hormone. Usually it'll be low in the morning, which is the opposite. Normally it's supposed to be high in the morning. It's called adrenal fatigue. And so when the cortisol is low, what do we all drink in the morning? Most people, we in America, they go to their favorite coffee place and they get their cup of coffee. Well, what does coffee do? Coffee goes in and it stimulates cortisol to raise. So when your cortisol is low, you drink coffee in the morning, it brings it back up to where it should be naturally. And you feel better. So a lot of people think it's the caffeine in the coffee, but it's really not. It's more the coffee bean and how much it pushes cortisol. So knowing that and understanding that, that's one of the issues, because if your cortisol is low in the morning, it's going to be higher in the evening. It's going to cause an inverse relationship. And with that cortisol flipping like that, then, you know, you've got an issue. So balancing out the adrenals, and that could be one of the things keeping her up at night. You know, most people that have cortisol issues, when they lay down to go to sleep, the posture of lying down creates an issue with orthostatic hypotension, and it can raise heart rate a little bit, and that's affected by the adrenals. So the one thing to do to balance that out, obviously, is come off the coffee, lower stress levels, and use things like green tea instead. Green tea lowers cortisol naturally. You can use green tea in the evenings. You would think the caffeine would keep you up, but it won't. Typically, unless you've got an autoimmune disease. If you've got autoimmune disease, don't use green tea. Unless you know it's what pathway of the autoimmune is affected. So that's one thing cortisol could be. Now, it could be neurotransmitter. It depends on if she's depressed, if she's dealt with antidepressants. Her serotonin levels might be off, and that can be a major issue. So looking into that, and the other issue here can be her acetylcholine levels are low. That's one of the brain chemicals, neurotransmitters. So with depression, you've got serotonin, potentially dopamine, then you've got acetylcholine. Acetylcholine could be low, and that's low in a lot of people. Again, that's one of those things where if stress levels are high for her, then it could be a neurotransmitter instability and insufficiency. And depending on the neurotransmitters, there are certain things you can do for each one to affect those pathways. So that's one thing that I would look into all the way around with the neurotransmitters. I've seen with people that are restless and can't sleep, they don't get very good sleep. That's a big challenge. So if you've got any more detail, want to give me a call on the show or email me again, that would be helpful. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to the phones. Ron, welcome to the show. Good to talk with you.
Started about a year ago, mowing the lawn or climbing stairs, I started to get very short of breath. And it probably started earlier than that, but it's the best of my recollection. But in any event, I went to the doctor, did some blood tests, did a stress test that proved okay. Blood test showed anemia. I've had upper, lower GI, fecal test, no, all negative. And now I'm set up for a CT scan for the lower abdomen. Now, to me, I don't have any blockages. I'm not expelling any blood. So I'm just curious if perhaps maybe I ought to just go directly to a hematologist or something. I'm a 65-year-old white male.
Right. Well, a couple things. With the anemia, I mean, what's the extent they treated it? Give me some of the things you've taken, what you've done.
About a week ago, I started taking a Vitron C. Other than that, I haven't really done anything.
Okay. So with the anemia and the lack of oxygen, talk to me a little bit about, have you done any supplements or anything like that?
I have not. Well, I was taking I take vitamin on and off again, or fish pill, fish oil.
You're taking fish oil with the gel caps, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, with gel caps, here's the thing. With anemia, that's not really going to affect anything. So let's talk about this for a minute. Did they say there was any B12, or is it all iron?
I'm sorry?
With the anemia, did they mention anything about B12 or iron, or is it just iron? Did they mention checking different levels, or he didn't say? He just said anemia.
He has not. He just said I'm quite anemic, and of course now he's scheduled a lower CP. Now I'm not sure the form that would take, whether it's something down the nose to the lower abdomen, or just some kind of an X-ray.
Yeah.
But since everything else has been negative in terms of bleeding. You know, my thought is, you know, do I need to look to a hematologist or?
Do I think that you need to dig a little bit deeper in your blood test? The hematologist will do that, so yes. But ask the question just for your own kind of common sense kind of thing, because sometimes, again, when you get into a specialty area, sometimes they get so specialized that they can't really bring it down to the level to where you can really understand things easily. So just ask them, say, here's three things you want to ask. You want to ask, do I have a B12 anemia, you know, like vitamin B12, or do I have iron deficiency anemia? It's probably iron, just so you know, but I would still want to know this. And then ask them, do I have an iron storage problem, meaning ferritin? And ferritin, they're going to check that. I mean, they just are. So check and see if ferritin is low and see if you have an iron storage problem. So one of those three are probably going to be the kind of the main issues, and you'll find that. Now, there's a lot of dietary things you can do for anemia. So let me just keep you posted on that. And provided you don't have some kind of genetic disorder or, I mean, again, medicine, you always think worst is first. And it's true. You want to always rule out the worst case scenario. So then when it's something mild, everybody's happy. But when you're looking at it from kind of a perspective, more of a natural perspective, you want to just kind of, once they give you all that data, there's nothing wrong with going ahead and starting a good eating program. I'll tell you that. I mean, there's not, because they're going to tell you the same thing. So here are the kind of foods that will raise and help increase oxygen into the blood, which is what anemia is. Anemia is lack of oxygen in the red blood cells, which will increase that oxygen level and help bring those up just from a food perspective. And again, whether it's B12 or iron, doesn't matter. The food choices will still be the same. So the dark leafy greens, you want to make that a staple of your diet. And provided, now, are you taking any blood thinners for anything? Coumadin?
Just 10 milligrams of lisinopril for blood pressure.
Okay.
That's the only other thing I take.
All right, so that's good. So, yeah, dark leafy greens, that's a great way to go. And red meat. So don't let anybody tell you red meat's bad for you. It's really not, unless you're doing – you always want to do as best you can, like grass-fed and the hormone-free, which you can get at the grocery stores now. You don't have to go to a specialty food store. They usually have that in your typical grocery stores. So getting those and the leaner cuts, obviously fillets and real lean ground beef. But that has a ton of nutrients in it, from conjugated linoleic acid, zinc. It has just a ton of nutrients that are really good. And I would pick beef over chicken any day. I just would. But that's me personally, especially as a guy, because you're going to blow through just your nutrient levels and your oxygen levels in the blood cells. You're going to blow through them just being a guy. It just, we do. We use it up more than women do. So something to think about. But those food groups will be very helpful. A lot of, and blackstrap molasses, that's a little old home remedy. That's phenomenal. A couple tablespoons of that a day. It tastes, I mean, you can develop a taste for it. It doesn't taste bad, but a couple tablespoons of that will raise those iron levels up and help increase oxygen in the blood. So several natural things you can do. Those dark leafy greens make make it a part of almost every meal, and I think you'll see some great increase. You'll start to feel better regardless because you're putting good nutrients into the body. And for the fish oil, I think it's great, always a great option. Ditch the gel caps, though. Most gel caps are pretty much worthless, and the cod liver oil that's in a liquid form is going to give you the highest absorption rate and the most benefit. Thanks so much for the call.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Maya. Hi, Maya.
Hi. How
Welcome
are you
to the
today?
Show. I'm living well. Talk to
Thank
me.
You.
What's going on?
Well, about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with PTSD or I don't know. Anyway, they had put me on basically Lexapro, and now 2 years later, I think it was part of what made me gain weight and everything. And I'm trying to get back, working out, working with a nutritionist.
Good.
But the other thing I want to do is I'm trying to wean off, and I have started to wean off, but my doctor has told me that I am genetically wired with anxiety and that she doesn't think that I will ever be able to go away from it. And I just think that there's just ways that I could do it more naturally, I know, with exercise and things like that. So I'm just kind of at a loss right now.
You know, what do you think about that? When somebody tells you forever, and you sound, yeah, what is your age?
I'm 38.
Yeah, so you're 38, and you're young as a spring chicken, and your doctor tells you this is going to be forever, you're just wired this way, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't want to have to take it forever.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so is this something you struggle with your whole life, or is this something that really has kicked into gear maybe in the last 5 years?
There was a car accident, and it was like a year after that that I started struggling, and that's when they said, okay, let's, you know, try the Lexapro or the antidepressants or whatever. And so now, you know, things are fine. I've been following up. I got the dosages right, you know, because it takes a while to do that.
Right.
And, you know, went through the whole counseling and stuff. And so I feel like I'm fine, you know. So she said it was okay to start weaning off and things like that, but she doesn't want me to go off of it completely.
What milligram are you taking?
10. 10 milligrams of Lexapro a day.
That's a real low dose. You know that, right? That's really
good.
Yeah. Okay, do you talk to me about your sleep?
I'm the type of person that when I lay in bed, I'm asleep within about, I would say, within 30 minutes or less.
And do you stay asleep, or do you wake up at like 2 a.m.?
No, I usually stay asleep. I'm a pretty rock-hard sleeper.
Okay. If you didn't take the medicine, what would happen?
I was a good sleeper before I started taking the medicine, though. My sleep never changed.
So you've always been sleeping well. That's never been an issue.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, with Lexapro, I mean, it's affecting serotonin. So there's a couple of things that can really help. I mean, here's the thing. It's a neurotransmitter. So when you're taking the medications, especially when you're down into the place that you are as far as a low dose like that, it's keeping the levels stable. And you can do one of two things. You can stay on that, or you can look to build it up with nutrition, which, I mean, our neurotransmitters are created by the foods that we eat, too. So we can actually affect our brain chemicals by the foods we eat, supplements we take, and, of course, stress levels and all that kind of thing play a role. I mean, we know that we're being human beings, our mental status, meaning in our surroundings and all of that sort of thing, they affect us. They just do. So, but we can combat that with proper eating, supplementation. That can make a difference. Now, it doesn't mean come off your meds and start eating certain foods. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that to go ahead and get a good nutrition base while your physician is helping you wean down. That would be a good game plan. So, because you can eat these foods, it's not going to affect the medication, but it's going to give you a better platform and a better foundation. If they are in the process of weaning you down, that will be helpful. So let me show you some foods that affect serotonin levels in a positive way, and that can help build them up. All right, and these are foods you'd want to include in your diet on a regular basis. But mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So, I mean, those are pretty normal foods, you know, foods that are in the typical diet. So, the same again, mushrooms, fish, and that can be any fish. Just don't fry it. And don't do kind of the bottom feeders like catfish. Stay away from that. Stay away from shellfish. You know, mostly the good, you know, salmon, tuna, mackerel, grouper, those kind of fish. Chicken, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, that's very important because those additives can affect hormone levels in a negative way and also can affect your neurotransmitters. Spinach, red meat, and turkey. Those are all really great. Now, supplements, here's the kicker with supplements. You want to be really careful with supplementation and taking SSRIs like Lexapro because they can interact. The big one that can interact with it is 5-HTP because it works along the same mechanism as what Lexapro does. Kind of interesting because a lot of the research for the SSRIs were based around some of the supplementation. So St. John's wort, same thing. So you want to be careful. But like B12, methylcobalamin, those are fine. Niacinamide, which is a version of vitamin B3, and pyridoxal-5-phosphate, which is a version of B6, those are all worth looking into. You know, you definitely want to let your doc know that you're looking into that, you know, because you just do. They need to know that. I'm not a big fan of just kind of going to the health store and winging it. I don't think it's smart, especially for taking medication. So just something to look into. But I don't think you're stuck forever. I don't buy into that. I think that the car accident could have thrown you into some fear and triggered some reactions within the body, that counseling can be helpful for. So I think that's smart that you've done all that. And, you know, I just think you need a good nutritional base. Look into following the anti-inflammatory diet. That's in my book. And just start looking over that and maybe applying some of those principles to your life if you think, you know, that you want to do that. It just would be helpful. A good, strong, solid foundational base is going to carry you through pretty much any health challenge and allow you to navigate with it in a great way. All right, thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered. It's given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.